Hello, I am Amanda Wacker.
Hola, I am Lenis Castro.
Sawadee ka, I'm Asama Lekpua.
And we are The Triplicates. Welcome to the 10th episode of Season 2 of The Triplicates Podcast. We are three first-gen women of color currently in the second year of our PhD program at the University of California, San Diego.
Last episode, we heard about Asama's journey through science.
Yeah, and this episode, we're going to be learning more about Amanda's.
Woo! Hi. Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to your show, Amanda.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful to hear from you all. Yeah.
Thank you for clearing your schedule for us.
Oh my gosh, of course. Anything for y'all. I don't know. I guess we can start from the beginning. I was born on a Thursday.
wait. Me too.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yes.
My mom was also born on a Thursday.
Oh, I don't know when I was born.
On a Sunday.
Oh,
you can look it up.
Continue. She's like, Sunday is the best day to be born on. So I'm like, okay.
It's the beginning of the week.
I think I was born on a Sunday too.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. So anyways, I was born in New Jersey and then we moved to Brazil like almost immediately. I learned Portuguese first in Brazil and then we came back to America. A lot had happened. And I was in preschool, I guess, when I was starting school in America again.
So you started?
Yeah, I started pre-K. Yeah, I started pre-K and I had a little stutter, which was fun.
Hmm.
Yeah, I went to
speech therapy.
I went to speech therapy.
Hmm.
And I like almost immediately after that, after they sorted that out, they were like, oh, your kid's actually really smart. Let's put her in like gifted classes.
Yeah.
So I did like most like of all of my school in like advanced placement or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I do remember is in kindergarten, they didn't have like kindergarten gifted. So they put me with like the first grade gifted classes for like an hour. And there was one time we had to do this project about pirates and we had to make a cereal box of like a cereal box display. Like you cut open the cereal box down the middle so it opens up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just refused to do it. And
refused
I
to do
oh,
it.
I just didn't do it. And then she looked at me and she was like, where's your project? And I said, I didn't want to do it. And then I don't think they put me back in those classes for a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like, that's a sign that you're not gifted anymore.
No, I just had a very strong personality.
Still do.
Yes, I still do. If I don't want to do something, I am not doing it.
Wait, this was in Florida or New Jersey?
In Florida. I didn't go to school in New Jersey at all. All my school is in Florida. Yeah. But like we moved around a lot. It was like a lot of moving. Yeah. But then we ended up in, I guess I was in gifted classes in when we lived in like Fort Myers. And that's like on the west coast of Florida. And that I think helped me feel like, I don't know, I was really good at math at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in science. And then when I moved to like Fort Lauderdale, like that area, I went to fifth grade at like this elementary school. And that was like the whole time.
Mm.
Like just like a whole gifted program.
Whoa.
And I got to do like robotics. I think it was like the first Lego League stuff. And that was super cool. And I don't know. It was like since moving that time, like since that fifth grade situation, like onward, I was like pretty much chilling. I got my stuff together.
Dang.
And then in middle school, I did like a magnet program. And basically all it was instead of just one elective, I did 2 hours of science instead of just one.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I did that for 3 years.
Were you learning about magnets?
I'm
learning about what?
Magnets?
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess I did learn about magnets. Mm. We also got to like solder our own robots and
what?
Yeah, there's like other stuff
that
we did.
Sounds dangerous.
Sounds unsafe.
Oh, it was absolutely dangerous and we should not have been doing that. I feel like
but on brand for Florida.
Oh, for sure on brand for Florida. Yeah. So much was happening. And then what else happened? And then I went to, I don't know what was going on that I, when I was going to high school, you could have gone into this like communications and broadcasting arts program or for like IB, which is like international baccalaureates, which is like where all the smart kids go, quote unquote. I'm saying that.
But you are a smart kid.
Yeah, but
you've
I've
been like, gifted
did.
All your life.
Yes, but I did not like the personalities of people in IB.
I was going to say something.
I just didn't. I don't know. I'm very chill and they're very not. Yeah. So I went into communications and broadcasting because I thought it'd be fun.
Was it fun?
Oh, it was so much fun. I had so much fun all the time. And I like got to do a bunch of cool things that I would have never done otherwise. And I got to run the yearbook and I got to learn about film.
Lenny's just laughing.
What? Do I look like someone who works in yearbook?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I laughed because I chewed. Oh, there were so many episodes.
I'm just like Lenny snacking.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, it's I know. I ate right before I came here. Yeah. But like during that whole time, I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do. I like went into communications and broadcasting because I told myself that I wanted to like direct nature documentaries, and that was always the thing I was super interested in doing.
Why nature documentaries?
I don't know. I love a documentary, and I was like, oh, these are so fun. I would love to make these. But like, I think what I really liked about them was like the science and the exploration of the natural world and how things worked. So
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there like a movement to make nature documentaries less like chill?
What do you mean less chill?
Like, I think I learn better at a faster and warmer and like more conversational pace. Oh. But every time I watch like,
not like
Animal Kingdom and stuff, it's just like, look, here's an animal.
You don't
blah,
like
blah, blah.
David, what is
David Attenborough?
Just sitting there being like, fascinating.
Honestly, like he's made a whole career out of this. It's time to get the neoscience communicators okay. on there.
Can I tell you something? I used to have a group chat named the David Attenborough fan club.
Oh God. yep, I'm a hater.
So. Yeah. Well, okay. There might be some that I would recommend to you. None of them being David Attenborough, if that's not your vibe. But some of them are genuinely stressful because there's so much happening, and I'm nervous about these things like getting eaten, and then like boom, bam, boom, bam.
Boom, bam, boom, bam.
Yeah, there's a lot. On Disney Plus, there's actually a lot of them that I would. There's one I think Will Smith.
I would love to hear Will Smith narrate.
I think it's him.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. Maybe it's, is it Blue? I don't know. I'll look it up for you though.
Cool,
Circle of life.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, we should have had a prepared snippet of like whatever script and have Amanda narrate it.
Oh, no.
Oh, like
I
don't
know if I'm a narrator. I feel like it would be...
Oh. I'm a she narrates her rotors. And now, the rotors spinning. My control is doing an arc. Fascinating.
Imagine. No, me doing data analysis is just like, is that a circle? Is it...
kind of looks like a heart.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. It's a reflection of your own glasses.
Oh, oops. No. but yeah, so
whoa.
Yeah, so I did communication and broadcasting arts, and then also during this time I like had soared through my math classes, and then I had gotten to the point where they were like, well, you can take these AP Calc classes because there's like nothing else we can give you at this, like, other than that. So it was like first week of junior year. And it's all IB kids, and I'm the only CBA kid. And the
you're a what? Communication.
Communication broadcasting. Yeah, they like separate. Like,
what does IB stand for again?
International Baccalaureate. Okay, okay. It's like the IB.
So it's program. IB or CBA?
Or you're in neither program, and you're just like what they would call regular kids, but I don't agree with that language.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was like a whole little hierarchy. Like the IB kids were above the CBA kids. Like that was like the situation. Yeah, it was like rough. Anyways, so I'm in this calculus class and I am terrified because I'm like, bro, these IB kids been in IB math classes. You know what I mean? They weren't in the math classes I was in. So I was like, okay, the teacher, I guess they're teachers in high school.
Yeah, I always forget that.
I always say that. I just say professor. Even when I talk about my scuba diver instructor, I'm like, oh, the professor. And I'm like, oh, this is like not the same thing, but... so the teacher was like, oh, I had the class first period, and she was like, oh, if you want to come before class for their version of office hours, I guess. Like if you have questions or whatever, you can come in. It's the first week of class. I'm like, let me not get behind. Right now I'm scared. And she had said some stuff that I like alienated me.
No.
Oh, it was terrible.
This is like, the one that you tweet about?
It wasn't her. It was her next door neighbor, but like it's all connected.
Oh, gosh.
So the week started maybe the second week or second day or something. She had us all line up against the wall, the walls. And then she would ask us a question. You would answer it. And then you would pick the next person.
Yikes.
And it, you just went like that. And I was like the whole class. And like none of these people know me because I'm not in their program. Like I don't know any of these students. So like that was very stressful. And then she had said it on the first day, like, oh, we have a CBA kid with us. It's they usually don't last. And then haven't had a CBA kid in their class for a while. And then we were doing something. I'll tell the first story first. Like this, I'll give it sequentially. So we were doing that. Those two things happened. Then I had came in early, maybe it was Friday, to go over the stuff we had learned this week because we had homework, right? So I'm like, let me make sure I know how to do my homework before I go anywhere. So I'm at her desk before class starts, and it's like a classroom situation where there's a door connecting the room, like between two rooms. So if you are walking on one side of the hallway, you don't have to walk all the way around to get to your room if you're like in the next hallway over. You can just walk through someone else's classroom. So the guy that was walking through the classroom, Mr. Snow, a terrible person. I'm just going to say that. He like looks at me and he's like, oh, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm like, you know, getting help. And she's like, oh, are you dumb that you need help your first week? Like literally to my face said, are you dumb? Or like, you must be dumb. I was like, damn.
This was a teacher?
A teacher. So that happened. That was Friday morning. Okay. No. This is before first period. First period happens. And it's, we're supposed to pair up to do this thing. It's about wrapping a piece of paper into a cone around a sphere, like a tennis ball is what we had. And she was like, oh, pair up. There's an odd number of students. No. And none of these people are in my program, so they don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, no one's going to pick me to be their partner. And I was like, okay, like, that's fine. Everyone pairs up. I'm like, okay, I'll do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I do it by myself. And obviously, I get done faster because I don't have anyone else to, like, talk to, right? Mm-hmm. I can just do the thing.
Yes.
So I do the thing, and she's like, oh, when you're done, like, bring it up to me. I bring it up to her, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, see, even a CBA kid can do it.
No. No.
Even,
yeah. Literally, the bell rang, got my stuff, went immediately to my guidance counselor. I was like, you have to take me out of this
class. What's her name?
I don't remember.
Oh.
But I was like crying. I was like, you have to take me out of this class. I can't do this. And luckily, it was still like the first week of school. So they were like, okay, like, let's try to get you into dual enrollment. And I just like did dual enrollment. And they cut my schedule. So
what's dual enrollment?
Dual enrollment is when you get to go take college classes like on a college campus.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So they cut my schedule so that I didn't have to be on campus. It's like every day I left at 12. I didn't have to come like for sixth and seventh period. I could just sleep at lunch. And then I would go do my class because my class was in the afternoon.
Whoa.
But it was only 2 days of the week in the afternoon. So I got like a lot of time off, which was nice. And then even my, I finessed too because my next semester.
Wow, surprised.
Yes. My next semester, I took a speech class. And I did, it was hybrid. So it was mostly online. And you met one Saturday a month to do your speeches. And they still let me keep my like cut class schedule. So I only had like half days.
Nice.
For my entire senior year.
Wow.
It was dope, bro.
That's why you're so good at talking.
That was that. And then like also my entire life was like so much happened all the time. Like I had two house fires, one in... Yeah, both of them happened when I was in middle school. One of them I wasn't there. One of them I was there for. So like we lost all of our stuff twice. And then my dad got diagnosed with cancer when I was in high school. And I thought he was going to die, but he's like still alive somehow, which is like, like it's like what? And then my mom had a tumor in her uterus. I must have been when I was in eighth grade. And we found out the 2 days before my birthday. So it was like not fun.
Oh no.
Vibes were off, bro, that whole week. And then yeah, so then she got her tumor taken out, or she got her whole uterus taken out, I guess, in December.
Talking about your mama's uterus.
I mean, listen, it's all important. she got a hysterectomy, and the doctor had accidentally sliced her urethra or something. Yeah, so she had an infection, and we didn't know why. And they like, I was with my mom when she got her hysterectomy, and they like are looking at me. My mom like speaks English, but you know, they're like looking at me to be like, yo, if you see if she has a fever, if there's this, if there's that, like bring her back. Something's wrong. Mm. So my mom gets her hysterectomy Wednesday, maybe Thursday. And on Friday morning, I go to like kiss my mom like goodbye. I kiss her on the forehead. She has a fever. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm like, okay. I take my mom to the hospital. Mm. And it's just like we're there the whole day. They can't figure out what's wrong with her. They're doing all these scans. And then my mom like can't move. Like she like is in so much pain. She can't move. No. It was like the scariest thing I've ever seen. And then they're just like, oh, like some like because of the infection, she like couldn't pee. And apparently if you can't pee, your body just is upset about everything. And you like are almost paralyzed. And they were like, oh, if you had waited another like 30 minutes or something, like she like you would have been, it would have been really bad. So that was like so stressful.
Scary.
And then my mom was like in the hospital for a little bit. And then like in the hospital as in was staying overnight. Like she was not at the house. And then my brother was working. So I was just like alone. I was like, okay, well, I guess I like am doing everything at the house now. And then my mom had a heart attack one day. Yeah, that was like the worst. I would go see my mom on the weekends. Like my brother would go take me because she was at like a, they moved her to a hospital further away. My brother would go drive me there. And my mom is super old school. Like, oh, on Sundays, you like you dress up. And even if you're just cleaning the house, like you should look nice and da-da-da, whatever.
Ooh.
So I had spent the morning like getting nice, like looking nice so I can go see my mom because I know this is like an important thing for her to like look nice on Sundays.
Yeah.
Mm. And she had had a heart attack in the morning. While like imagine thinking your mom is going to die while you're like doing your hair. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it was so much. Yeah. It was a lot. And then after that, like it was like fine. I went to school. They put her in a hospital closer to me. That like was literally like down the street from my middle school. So I would like go walk and see her after school and then I would walk home. And then it was like, yeah. And then she was like chilling. I like, it's like, it's so weird. She has like kidney problem. Okay. I'll tell you this after. It's like so much weird things happen with my mom. but yeah, that was like my biggest like wake up call of like, oh shit. Like I gotta do stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I gotta like, I don't know. I like have to take care of my family. I have to take care of my mom. Like, that was like the biggest thing that I think happened that like got me into a different mindset. And it was always like, oh, Amanda is smart. She'll go to college. But after that, it was like, oh, I have to go to college. Like, this is like, I have to like make money to take care of my family. Like, I'm not letting my mom go to like a retirement home or something. Or like, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah. I don't, that's not what I want. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that was like, that was me at age, I don't know, 14 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And then, yeah. And then when my dad had cancer, that's what made me want to go into research. Because I like, was looking into like what happened. My dad has polycythemia vera, which is your body makes too many red blood cells.
Mm.
And like you hear about leukemia, which is too many white blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is this like red blood cell? Like, why is this happening? So I was like looking into like stem cells and like how your body makes blood and like why that would go wrong. And like also like how this affects other parts of your body and all that stuff. So that's what kind of got me into research, like wanting to do research. And then I didn't know what to do with like, oh, I want to do research.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college like being pre-med because I thought like, oh, people who do medical research are doctors.
Yeah.
And they technically are, but not medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
But the first lab I worked in was a cancer lab and they were looking at like DNA replication initiation.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and I basically got into that lab because I was like, okay, like this is, I want to do cancer research, I guess. Like, I didn't really know what else was out there. It just seemed like the thing to do. Like, I was like, this is what I was interested in. But also that lab was a mess. Oh. Yeah, I went to Florida State University, which is a good research school known as a party school, but also it was like, I don't know. This man, his name was, I don't know if I should say his name. I guess you could find it. Yeah. Anyways, he like
the PI.
Yeah, the PI. So it was like the PI and his wife, and then they had a undergrad student who was like older, but he was in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to join the lab my first semester freshman. So it would have been fall freshman year.
Wow.
And he was in Italy for that fall. So they were like, yeah, you can come because like he's not going to be here. His name was Matt, the undergrad. Mm-hmm. So Matt's not going to be here. So like we need help. Okay, cool. I work in this research lab. I come every Tuesday and I stay there like all day. And then they hired me to stay in the summer.
Yay!
And then I go to this dance festival thing. Back when you can go be around a bunch of people in one tiny room. I go to this dance festival and then I come back and they're defrosting all of the samples in the minus 80.
Oh no, that's never a good thing.
Like all of the samples, like the sink is just filled with bags of like frozen conical tubes. And
are they destroying some evidence?
No, they were like, oh, we're leaving.
But usually when you leave, you save your
They weren't
stuff.
Leaving to another. They were going to like private, like nonprofit. They weren't going to another academic thing. Yeah. So it was just like, and I was like, oh, I'm going to stay in this lab for 4 years. I'll have such a good letter of rec. I'll get into grad school. Everything's going to be good and dandy. And then
The universe said no.
Yeah. So
they didn't really like communicate with you where they were headed.
No. And it was like so weird too. Cause like before I left, so like I went on the weekend, right? Like, so I left like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I came back Monday. And like for the whole week, like the PI wasn't there. And I was asking like his wife, who's like I guess a senior scientist. So like, you know, she wasn't a postdoc, but she like wasn't the PI, you know, so like whatever they're called. It's like, oh, where is he? And she's like, oh, his car broke down. I'm like, oh, you're here.
You ever heard of carpooling?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, something. So they had daughters. So I was like, oh, something with the daughters. I was like, okay. And then it was like, just to come back to be like, oh, he was leaving. He was probably doing interview at wherever he just was getting his job.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What? Okay. Side story of something hilarious.
What?
So back in biotech, this wasn't like the place that I was actively working at, but someone, like a coworker, told me that one time this person like dressed all nice and sharp and blazer, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then another coworker jokingly said, "Wow, looking sharp, what are you interviewing for a new job or something?" And then he went, "Yeah." And then he just left in the middle of the workday.
Oh no.
And then he got that job. And I was like, that's bold.
That's dang. What you're
getting, bro. Well, anyway. Yeah. So that was super fun. And then they handed me off to the Dean of Research, I guess, at the College of Medicine, because that's who was responsible, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't in the medical school at all. I was in like the biology, which is in the School of Arts and Science.
They just handed you off.
Yeah, well, they were like, we don't know what to do with these students.
Oh.
And he kind of told me, like, oh, you can just get absorbed, because the other undergrad was going to be absorbed by the lab next door. Or you can absorbed. Like go try to get yourself into a different lab. And I was like, I want to try to get myself into a different lab. So I'm starting to email people. Not really sure what I'm doing, not sure what I want to do. And then I get into this lab that does spinal cord injury research. Ooh. Yeah, which is super cool, which also my dad has a spinal cord injury. So it's like everything is just connected back to like my dad's medical problems.
Medical issues.
And then I went to a heart lab after that and my dad has a heart problem. So like anything that ever goes wrong with my dad, he's like, oh, you studied this. What happened? I'm like, bro, I'm not a doctor. Please go see a medical professional. But so anyways, I'm in this like spinal cord research lab and it was bonkers, bro. Like it was, I was working under a grad student and like poor her. I talked about this in the horror stories when we did our Halloween episode.
Oh yeah.
That I like went to do a protein like concentration thing and I didn't let it defrost all the way.
Nope.
Yeah. But she also was like the first person to try to teach me how to code.
Oh yeah.
Which was super cool. Like I learned like R, like basics from R from her, which was like super neat. I went to go do an internship. And then it came back and one of the postdocs had quit and the grad student I was working under had a lot of problems with the PI we were working under.
Oh no.
And the PI was basically telling her like she shouldn't come into lab. She should just be writing her dissertation. And it was like, it was a lot. And it was like day two of being back at school after my internship. And she basically told me like, get out. Like not like my grad student was like, get out of here. Like if I'm not here to protect you, like leave. Like you're not going to have a good time here.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh,
okay, bye.
So there I go crying to a guidance counselor again. Like, it was so much. Yeah. But then we, like, were like, she was like, okay. Cause the thing is, like, I was registered for like credit hours.
So I needed
to be in a lab. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, if you go cry to a guidance counselor, they try to help you, which is what I learned, I guess, through my years of schooling.
Asking for help.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Look at that reframing.
Yeah. So she was like, oh, like, let's try to get you in a lab. Like, I will give you like a couple weeks to like figure it out. And then if you don't get in, if you don't find a new lab, like, just come back and like we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So there, I just had done this internship with Leslie Leinwand at CU Boulder, HHMI, like, badass woman in STEM, like, runs her own companies. She's like, does like, runs this big lab. She has a lot of like sex differences in heart stuff. And it's like, it was really cool. I really loved working there. So I'm like, okay, I have all this heart experience. Let me just like go try to be in a cardiac lab. So there was this guy, this grad student I knew who was working in a heart lab. And I was like, yo, ask your PI if he wants a grad, an undergrad. So he's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to dinner with him like tonight. We can like, I'll just throw it in there and see what he says. So they're at dinner with this heart dude and some new faculty that were just hired at the medical school. And yeah, what is going to happen?
It's like a movie.
Yeah.
On the next episode.
So my friend goes, oh, like, I know this undergrad who was just in Leslie's lab that's looking for a lab to do her honors thesis in. And the hard dude that I was trying to get into his lab, he was kind of like, oh, we don't really have space for an undergrad. Like, who's going to train them? Blah, 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 whatever. And then this new faculty, Dr. Michelle Parvatiar, she was like, slide me her number. Like, let me talk to this girl. Yeah, so Dr. Parvatiar, Michelle, I called her Dr. P, but now we're on first name basis. Say Michelle.
Yes, we're not colleagues.
Yeah, so Michelle, she studied muscular dystrophy in the heart. And I started my junior year and I did my honors thesis in her lab, but it was like a brand new lab. Like, we didn't have nothing in the lab. We were painting the cell culture room together, kind of thing.
What color?
It was white. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's because I guess they had a bench or something in there, and the top half was painted one color and the bottom half was just like peeled off from like whenever they pulled out whatever was there.
Rude.
Yeah. But it was like, it was cool. I like started realizing I was like super independent in what I was doing, because I was just like, I was doing QPCRs, I was doing Western blots. And like all summer, all I did was QPCR and Western blots. Like, I would do 4 QPCRs a day. Western blot.
Which one did you prefer at the time?
I mean, Westerns were cuter. The thing with the QPCRs.
Westerns are cuter.
I don't know. They're like kind of fun to make the little sandwiches and like watch the gel go. I think a couple of things that happened also when I, this is just me talking now. You know what I mean? I'm just vibing. Some other things that happened was when I did my first internship, that was my first time meeting graduate students, like for real, like not just the grad student I was working under, like just grad students in general that were like people. And like we hung out and did stuff because they were like, we had peer mentors. They were like our peer mentors for the internship. And we like were paired with one and we would like check in with them regularly. And then we had meetings on Wednesdays that we all had to go to together and like everyone was there. And then we went like white water rafting together. We went to downtown stuff together. We did this together. We did all this stuff together.
That's so nice.
It was so cute. But that was the first time I saw like Latina grad students. And there was like a lot of them. I mean, a lot being
more than
like three or four of them, which seems like a lot. For some,
that is a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah.
I can think of like three.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Well, it was not just in one program. So they had, it was like, some of them were in engineering and some of them were in like biology and some of them were in whatever. They like split up their, it wasn't an umbrella program. It was like more split up. So yeah, but that was like my first time seeing grad students that were like just themselves. And like, there was this one girl from I probably told the story already, but like there's this one girl I was from Miami and like, I loved her so much. She was like so cool and she like was fun and like just dressed like herself and it wasn't a whole thing. And she, it just really showed me like, okay, you can still be like a baddie and do good science and like be respected in your field and Yeah. And she's super cool. She started a startup.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
She does like tissue 3D printing stuff. So it's really cool. Mm. Yeah. So like that was really influential of like, okay, I need me some strong mentorship and like I want to really do a good job. I really want to go to grad school. So like after that, I came back and was like, okay, I want to do my honors thesis. Like I have to do this. Like mm-hmm. put my stake in the ground of like, okay, I can like do a big project and like get it done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then I did that and I studied muscular dystrophy in the heart, I guess. I did it in like a, there's like one protein in the like complex that gets knocked out. So like I did all my stuff in like the knockout mice. Mm. Learned I didn't like working with mice. Mm. It made me sad. So I
think that's important to learn. The
sex made you sad. Yeah.
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 That's a lot.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
Yeah. But it was like, I don't know. It like the thing that made me sad is like seeing things go to like not be used and you still have to like get rid of mice because there's just too many mice in the housing like stuff and that costs money. Like you get put, I don't know if we paid by mouse or by cage, but still it's like, I don't know. One time I had to like sack this pregnant mom just because there was like, we didn't need the mice. And I was like, dang, this hurts.
Yeah.
Like this is like a lot. So yeah. So then I was like, okay, we're not working with animals anymore. Let me get my bag up on other stuff. And yeah, so that was like most of my science stuff in college and undergrad. I was so busy and I like loved every second of being busy. Also, I think that's the best thing for me is just to keep myself busy. So I, first week of school... Well, actually started the summer. Me and my mom like to watch movies together. That's like our thing.
Cute.
And we'd watch Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights.
Whoa. That's the best one.
It's, I haven't seen
that. I get it that
original.
Dirty Dancing is like, it's the original, but yeah. Like Havana Nights is.
I don't think I've seen that one. Better. We should watch
don't
it.
Don't tell December you said that.
I'm sorry, December.
D is a Dirty Dancing, the original stan.
Whoa.
I don't know.
But alliteration just makes sense.
Yeah. But I've never seen the first one. But anyways, I saw the second one where they like are in Cuba and they're like dancing and I'm like, I want to dance like that. So I go on our Florida State University clubs and activities page. And I'm like, dance clubs. And they have a Cuban salsa dance club.
This was freshman year?
So this was before I even went. Like this was like
whoa.
Before I even went. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm joining this club. I go first week of school. I bring like one of my friends from my CBA program had come in. She like went in on engineering and I was like, oh, like come to this thing with me. And like, you know, you're a freshman, like you don't know anybody else. It's just like you and your one friend are going to everything together. Like that's it.
Yeah.
So we went and I had so much fun. Yay. Oh my God. I had so much fun.
What was your dancing experience?
Oh, none.
Like, at that point.
My mom took me out of ballet when I was younger because I was bad at it.
Oh, no.
So that's what we were working off of.
But ballet's very different from
ballet. Oh, yeah. But also I was like six. Like,
so she did.
I don't know. You're asking for a lot. I mean, some six-year-olds are really good at dancing. It wasn't me. Yeah. So then, and it was really cool because you got a lot of volunteer hours for it because they gave like free lessons to the public, which technically counts as volunteer hours. And then we did a lot of performances like within the community and we like got to do a lot of stuff at schools and it was really neat to do that. And I really enjoyed learning. And then after a while I was teaching and like I really loved teaching. Like it was just so much fun. And it really got to the point where it was, I don't know, it was like all I did really. Like, and it was, you start doing one dance and then there's like other dance clubs. So we would go support other dance clubs. So it was like on Monday I had, and then I was on a Mambo dance team too, just like a different style of salsa. So I'd have Mambo on Mondays. I volunteered at this, it was like Dare to Dream. It was like this, this after school program kind of for girls. And you just like help them with their homework. And the lady who ran it was like super cool and wanted to like build up their confidence and like have them be like high self-esteem and, you know, help them get through whatever. Like Tallahassee is not a great public school system. Mm-hmm. So it's really just like trying to support kids and like help them feel confident in like their school abilities and like themselves. And it was like so much fun. Yeah, so I'd volunteer Tuesday and Thursdays. On Wednesdays, we had, I had the Azucar is the Cuban salsa club that I was in. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday, we had Azucar. Thursday, I would go volunteer, immediately go to Tango, immediately after that, go to Bachata Fever.
What?
Yeah, so it was like, and I was in lab like all day Thursday. So it was like, I would literally not be home the whole day. Mm. And then Friday, we would go dancing. Saturday, we would go dancing. Sunday, I would have Mamba practice. And then teach for Azucar, like for the members, so that they know how to go teach on Wednesdays. Wow. And that was like my life. And then we would go travel. We would go perform. We would go here. We would go there. And it's like all I did for like 4 years.
How do you manage your time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the way I wake up super early and like I would go. So one of the, I went to Tango and the, I think I started Tango my freshman year. And the guy, like the advisor, faculty advisor for Tango is the head of the Department of Computer Science.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So he was like a weird old man, but like he was like harmless, you know, but it was just like the Department of Computer Science was in the main, like in one of the, we had like a science library. So like in the science library, but not in the science library. You had to take this like secret elevator up to the fourth floor.
Oh no.
Where like no one else can really come in. There's like this whole wall of just open windows, some tables, two couches. They got a fridge. They got a microwave. I was like, listen, bro, this is the life.
Yes.
So I would just go there. I would go there every morning and just do all my homework. And then I would go to class. And then if I had time in between, I'd go back, do my homework. Mm-hmm. And it was like, if you're doing stuff in the afternoon, there's no way to procrastinate. Like, oh, I'm not going to do this because I know I don't have time to do this later. So I'm just going to do it now.
Yeah.
So I think like that really helped me like stay on top of everything because there was no, oh, later. Or like, I'll do it tomorrow. There's not. And I'll do it tomorrow because I know I have things from like 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going anywhere, you know? So I think that really helped me. And I think that's like what I lost a lot of in like coming to grad school and like not having things to do. It's like, oh, it doesn't matter when I do this because I'm going to be home all day because we're in a pandemic and there's nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Correct.
Cries. Yeah. But I think it's like, I still, even like now, I think I make my weekends super busy, but like not for any, not for any reason that helps me.
No, it helps you. Do you have a schedule?
I guess so. Yeah. But it's like, I have so much grading to do. And guess what I haven't done? Yesterday, wow. I stayed up till 2 a.m. grading one question on the final. And I have three more questions, I guess. So.
But you had so much fun.
Grading? I didn't do anything yesterday, bro.
Grading.
Oh, I guess we watched Rue. That's why it was late. Yeah, I was like, what did I do yesterday that I would have be grading? Like, yeah. Yeah. But like, that's fun. I like seeing my friends. And it's like, I love having people over too because I will only clean my house if I know someone is coming over. So I need y'all to come over or else I won't clean my house.
I guess that's why I don't clean my house.
Yeah. Let's just invite people over. That's the thing. That's the thing to do. Yeah. So yeah. So anyways. Yeah. I did all this stuff in undergrad and then I was like, okay, time to go to grad school. I had picked 10 schools to apply to and I only ended up applying to 2, which I don't recommend. Absolutely the most stressful experience of my life. at least like the my most academic stressful
place. Of like, all of the things
no, no, no. Of like the academic about situation. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. Well, the thing is I got this internship for after undergrad, like the summer after undergrad.
Yes. Where? Tell us.
NASA.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, this internship is for people who are in school or about to be going to grad school. So like I should have been starting grad school the next in the fall, like immediately after this internship. And I was like, if I don't get in and I lose this NASA internship, I'm gonna feel so dumb. You know what I mean?
But you didn't.
But I didn't. Everything was fine. And then I went and did the internship and there were people who are like, oh yeah, I'm taking a gap year. I'm gonna maybe apply to medical school. I'm like, damn, bitch, I was just so stressed for nothing. Should have just called them and see how strict they were about this rule.
Yeah. Given the pandemic too, like people's plans changed.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So So my internship was it started in May and like pandemic started in March. So like they just threw that shit online, did not know what was going on. It was a lot, yeah. But I think if that internship was in person, I would have been burnt out by now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I did not expect grad school to be so much energy. Mm. like, I thought I would be doing the same shit I was doing in undergrad, where I was like, oh, I only have to be here from like here this hour to this hour, and then I can go do all my fun stuff and then come back in the morning and then go do all my fun stuff and then come back, you know? But that's,
yeah,
it's not like that.
Grad school is like work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I thought it, I was in, especially my senior year, I was in lab almost every day for like a stretch of hours. Mm. So I was like, oh, it'd be like this. You know, like, oh, I'm in lab for 4 hours, go take a class, come back, finish my gel, come, like, go home. But that's, it's not like that. It's not like that at all.
But it's great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
because you get to
myself.
Teach and stuff.
Yeah, I'm almost done teaching for Build One, which has been fun, but not looking forward to teaching a lab.
Nor am I.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Just remember that I have that next year too.
Oh, maybe we should all teach the same one. And then we can share slides.
Whoa, which one will we teach?
I don't know. Not
like I want to teach one? The one level? Claire Meters. I think that's her last name.
What is that one?
She's
Build One?
Recombinant DNA.
Ooh. Oh. I know a little something about that.
Okay.
I know how to clone. Kind of.
On a good
I don't.
Day.
Maybe, we'll take different classes.
If I'm feeling lucky, then I can clone.
I would almost. You know what lab I really loved? My immunology lab.
Whoa.
I would almost teach that. I don't know. Oh, I know enough about immunology, I think. As like a much more than I did in undergrad.
Hmm.
But I don't know if they would let me.
And if I don't know, I can just be like, look, I'm a grad student. I know how to learn.
But I mean, I also like, I feel like I have the ability to Google things.
Yes. Yes, that's all I do.
Yeah bro. Facts.
Just be Googling.
I know what to Google.
Yeah. That is it. Just know what to Google. But yeah. Anyways, I feel like that was a roller coaster.
Do you want to talk about Stembassy at all?
How
you
got involved with? I forgot about that.
That stardom.
Dipped your toe into Psycom.
Yeah. I have a lot of feelings about that, actually. Like, I don't know.
Good one?
No. About like, I don't think I do Psycom.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't think you do Psycom?
No.
Okay.
I think we talk about doing science, but we don't talk about science.
Like, I don't communicate things to the public.
Mm. Yeah, you do. You've been on podcasts and such. You do Dazzle?
That's that Dazzle's like present. I don't know. There's anyways. I will start from the beginning. And so I came. Oh, this is pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. I was following Raven the Science Maven on Instagram, I think. Not really sure how I found her Instagram. Oh, I think that grad student that I liked that I thought was cool and my first internship that I was like, oh, she was so cool and she wore her cute clothes and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I followed her on Instagram and she had reposted one of Raven's like hip hop rapping science videos or whatever. So I followed her and then she was like, oh, is anyone up for shenanigans? And you know, I love shenanigans. That was the wording she used. Mm-hmm. You know, I love shenanigans. So obviously I DM'd this person I don't know on the internet. And I was like, what's up? What's this
shenanigans? Super safe practice.
Oh, absolutely. and she's like, oh, like I want to do this thing. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm down. It was like, she wanted to do this like live show and like have people want to talk about their science and like them being themselves in STEM and just like have fun, engage with people and like bring like science to the public.
Yes.
So I was like, yeah. So I was like the first guest with two other women in STEM.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much fun. We vibed so well. It was cute. It was lovely. We had a great time.
Yay.
And then we were like, okay, bye, I guess. And then after two episodes or something, Raven was like, do you guys want to just stay on as like hosts?
Wow.
It's like, I think our energy was good. And I was like, okay. of course I do.
Hair flips.
Yeah. So I was senior year of undergrad, I had just done my interview at here.
Mm-hmm.
And pandemic, our first episode, I think that we had, I don't remember if it was our first episode that like we were hosts or like our first episode together ever, but I remember one of the things we talked about was whether or not the US would be ready to deal with a global health situation.
Yeah. Oh. And the answer was no.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, so Chanel, who's like one of the other, who's like one on the first episode and became a host with me. She's a public health, like that's her whole PhD, she's in public health and like works with the government on public health things. So if anyone was going to be like, oh, I don't think we're ready for this. Yeah. So, and now we are, here we are 3 years later.
Just like,
yeah. So anyway, so we did STEMIC for 3 seasons, I think. It was great. I really enjoyed it because I got to take all that stuff I learned in communications and broadcasting arts in high school and like stuff I was learning in undergrad with like science and like science, you know? And like kind of meld it all together and had fun. And
you got to talk to some pretty cool people.
Yeah, I got to talk to Emily Calandrelli from Netflix, also Exploration Outer Space. I'm not sure what network that's on, but it's like public, public, you know, TV show.
PBS, was it?
Something. It's on similar vibe. It's on one of those kinds of stations. And we talked to Hank Green, which was so fun. And then Hank Green asked me to come on his podcast.
Yeah.
I guess,
check that out. Link that in the bio.
Oh, I will. I guess that was one time of me communicating my science to people. But I don't know. I think it's like so different. When I look at people who like do, I don't know. It's so hard to define like what is a science communicator. But I feel like people were like, oh, you do SciComm because you do STEMBASY. And I'm like, I feel like I don't do SciComm. I've created a platform for people who do SciComm to come do their thing. But like, I'm just facilitating this whole situation. Like I'm not, what am I communicating? But maybe that's imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I feel like that might be it. Yeah, it takes a whole team of people.
I guess, but I don't know. I feel like I don't do anything. I don't know.
Literally.
I do plenty, but I feel like I don't do anything.
Don't say you don't do anything.
Bro, all I did was show up and have a good time.
You literally created this whole podcast.
I mean, that's technically true.
Yes, yes. And you had people come in and talk about their journey, but also their research and really explain that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not doing the thing. I'm like creating a platform for people to come do their thing.
Yeah. And without you, there wouldn't be the platform.
Yeah. So but does that make me a SciComm person?
Yes. Or just you tell them to talk about science.
Okay.
Listen, anyways, I'll take it. I don't want to argue because I hate arguing.
Oh, no. I love arguing.
No.
Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, so that, I think that was also a lot of STEMIC opened a lot of doors for me, and I think it legitimized how I feel about, I don't know if legitimized is like the right word to use there, but it made me feel like, okay, I don't have to be this like huge professor to do something that makes a difference, and I can like take whatever tools I have in my toolkit right now in my current position and do what I can to make things better for whoever is able to like whoever I'm able to reach, which I mean is like why we started this podcast and whatever. I don't think I would have started this podcast if I hadn't done STEMIC first. I also wouldn't have done this podcast if you guys weren't in it together with me. I'm definitely not a solo project person, so yeah.
Except for the time you had to do the math thing.
What math thing?
Like in high school.
Oh, well, I told you I cried and switched out of the class immediately after that experience.
Okay, no solo project
no
ever again.
No solo projects, bro. No.
Except, you know, like a PhD.
Oh, my whole dissertation, yeah.
Shall we take a short break?
I guess we can take a break.
To hear from our
sponsors.
Canva Pro is a premium plan of Canva that comes with additional features, including unlimited storage for photos and assets. You can upload your own images and access millions of photos. You'll get exclusive access to 400,000 free photos, illustrations, and templates. Sign up and get a 30-day free trial with our link, so you can make cool things to put up on your walls or flyers to promote your events. And you can do this by going to this link. partner.canva.com/triplicates.
Chegg Study gives you access to homework help and allows you to look up answers to questions found in textbooks, which Chegg keeps as a database. You can also submit new questions to experts and get answers to them as little as 30 minutes. Use the code Chegg AFF5. That is all capital letters, CHEGGAFF5. For $5 off your first month of Chegg.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we say goodbye, what is something you'd like to tell your younger self, Amanda?
What would I tell her? Oh, to apply to more than one school, girl.
Let's apply to two.
Let's start a little earlier. Well, I only applied to two schools to go to undergrad, too, which is like, you think you would learn from your own mistakes?
Oh, no.
I did not.
It's okay. You're all right. It's okay. Now.
We're here, bro. Everything worked out fine. But yeah, I don't know. And like, I don't know. Apply to more than two schools. I think I love where I am now, and I think I am thriving here, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, actually. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's totally fine to do what you did.
Yeah.
And then I would say, like, chill out. Like, I think I like to do things fast, and you don't need to do things fast all the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fair.
That's some good advice.
Thank you. Okay. Cool. So should we round out the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do some observations, run some stats on our data. Asama, what's the question this week?
Okay. So the question this week is, would you rather be on a reality TV show or a game show?
Okay.
And after that, you can choose to collaborate? Elaborate okay. on what show it might
oh,
be.
Oh, I see. Like any reality TV show?
Yes.
Okay.
Given that you have the skills necessary, maybe.
Okay, but like if I say reality TV show, is it a whole season? But because game show is like, I feel like one episode, right?
It's up to you.
Oh, okay. Linice, any thoughts?
I'd like to be like the girl on the side of Love Island who everyone comes to with all their problems.
Oh,
you know, like
one
removed
so fun.
From
yeah,
the
yeah,
drama.
Yeah.
And I'm just there vibing.
Yeah.
Like literally not actually.
Yeah.
I don't want a connection. No, yeah. I just want to sit there.
You like coupled up episode one, have no problems the rest of the time.
Wait, remember? I forget that guy who's like super funny. He's like tall with like a bucket hat. And
oh my
he
God.
Always says
Obi?
Like.
Obi?
Yeah.
I love Obi. That's who I want to be on a game show.
He says Obi. Like every time there's an elimination, they're like, no, this place is not the same without her.
Nah,
it was like part of the furniture.
Exactly.
One of the undergrads from in my lab is like British, and we were talking. She was still like, "Oh, I lost my British accent. I want to go back to my British accent." I was like, "Oh, do you want us to talk in a British accent?"
Wait, I do that with Chloe too, and I was like, "Chloe, would you pass the type?" And she like
the type
handed over the scotch tape, and then she goes, "What do you call this?" And then I was like, "The scotch tape." And she was like, "No, it's a cello tape. You're not real British." And I'm like, "Damn, you caught me.
Cello,
like cellophane. I don't know."
Yes.
That's so funny. Anyways, okay. So you said reality TV show.
Yeah, I'd be on a reality.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not smart enough to be on a game show.
That wasn't a yeah you, but I was like, I don't think I'm smart enough to be on a game show either.
Like, imagine being on, what's it called?
That Jeopardy?
One. Yeah. How do they know these things?
Oh, I don't know. Dee watches Jeopardy. She's so good at it.
Religiously.
Yeah, like all the time. I'm like amazed. Anyways, I think I would be on a reality TV show. I would love to say Love Island because the vibes are immaculate.
The vibes.
But like maybe Love Island Australia.
Like Love Island Australia is like the inferior of the three.
Okay, but like Love Island UK is like chaotic.
I think you would thrive.
Just to watch it all unfold.
I mean, it's like, I think I would have so much fun. Would not like anyone that knows I do science to see my belly button ever, actually.
That's right. So, you can wear cuter.
So I'll have to wear
pieces.
Like a sarong the whole time.
Sarong is such a strange word.
Yes.
A what?
A sarong.
Those like little things you tie around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's basically what I'm wearing now.
It's like a lot less fabric.
But it's like.
It's like a variation.
Not even. It's like a skirt where like a quarter see-through. Of your butt is out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's it's an adaptation of a sarong, I guess.
I guess. Oh, is this a sarong?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
There might be people
appropriation.
Wear this. And then the white people make it sexy.
Yikes.
It's okay.
Anyways, so maybe I'd be on Love Island UK. But also Love Island US was pretty good. Season three or season two. Which one was Keira Green on?
Who?
Oh my God.
Maybe that
with
was the
Cash?
One season.
Do you remember
I didn't...
Cash? You didn't watch that season?
I don't know.
Did I watch it with my brother?
Cash is a girl, right?
No, Cash is a boy. Cashel? Has his little curls.
Cashel?
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 With an L at the end.
Anyways, the song.
I miss Love Island so much.
So Love Island reality show.
Yeah. Are you gonna come to Love Island with us?
She's gonna
absolutely
say
not. I want to go on The Amazing Race.
Oh my god! What a good reality TV show.
Right?
Season 5, best season, hands down.
I don't remember what season.
What do you consider
the contestants
that's
are? But
like a game show and a reality TV show.
I feel like it's both almost. Wow. Yeah. How do we categorize
did
that?
You find the middle of the Venn diagram?
I don't know. You're the stats person. That's
this is something for you to deal with.
Yeah, but Pete and I have been. Like, this is our life bucket list, actually, that we want to be
on.
Did
you do it?
Oh, my God. That'd
and
be so
he's
fun.
Already, like, you know, run he's marathons. Like,
yeah. Blah, you could let him go to the runs.
And I'm over here like, what is this? But I like how there's a good combination of, like, physical strength versus, mm-hmm. like, logic or, like, yeah. finding the fastest tuk-tuk and, like, yeah. trying to finesse your way through. Yeah. You get to, like, travel and eat good food and, like, figure out puzzles.
Yeah,
love that
stuff. Oh my gosh, so fun. I watched The Amazing Race with my roommates as the pandemic started. That was like our little thing to do together. We're like, oh, I guess we're all home. Like, let's watch TV together.
Yes.
What a great choice. What a great choice. I'm
y'all amazing. Can come.
Yes.
If you want.
And it's like, it's teamwork, which is really cute. You know, I love a team situation.
Yes.
Yeah, a group project.
I like just like the most random
like full circle
challenge where you have to like learn a dance from a local or something and then you like mess it up and then they're like, I'm tired of seeing your face. Here's a card. Go to the next station.
It's like, I think they don't make reality TV the way they used to in like the early 2000s.
Are you saying I'm from the early 2000s?
No, I'm just saying.
Technically, I'm from the 90s.
No. I'm saying
the last time
they
reality,
don't make TV shows the way they used to is what I'm saying. Like that's like a holdover of like the style
of
reality TV.
That's coming from the CBA scholar.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
they don't make music videos the way they used to either. I'll tell you that right now.
That's true.
Where's the cinematography? Where's the? It's all anyway.
What are music videos even like now?
Like this.
It's just.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Throwing that ass in a circle.
I see. But it works great for some groups.
Oh, yeah.
It like, works?
Yeah.
What's the group you like?
Little Mix?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Little Mix has choreography, though.
They do.
Like,
they do.
They do be doing things.
They do.
They do be doing
things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. That was great.
Yeah. Fun, chaotic episode.
Well, Anise. What's the stats looking like?
I'm just going to count Amazing Race as a reality TV show. And we're going to say 100% of the PhD students in our study are willing to go on a reality TV show and would be having a great time.
Yes. Absolutely.
With the caveat of maybe having money won at the end.
Yes. Oh, I forgot you can win money on Love Island.
So it's a little bit of both, you know, we live for the drama, whether it's running to the fastest tuk-tuk or trying to figure out Chase's love triangle with Brittany and I don't know who.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, with that, Asama?
Yeah. And if you would like to hear more about our thoughts on reality TV show or anything grad school related, science communication, whatever, just let us know.
And you can let us know on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or TikTok at triplicatespod. And you can email us at triplicatespod@gmail.com. If you like us, support us on patreon.com/triplicatespod. And with that,
obrigada y ciao.
Gracias y adios.
Kapunka, bye.
Do you remember Curtis?
Yes, that's who I was trying to figure out the name.
Oh,
but I just said Chase.
Yes.